Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Numbers 11. Something the Lord said to Moses in verse 17. Numbers 11:17. He said, I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon you. Everybody say upon. Now, a couple of things you need to keep clear. The Spirit within and the Spirit upon. Need to keep these two thoughts distinct. Sometimes people say, well, I'm born again. I have the Spirit. Yes, you do. Well, then what's this baptism in the Spirit? I've already got the Spirit. Well, no, you got the Spirit within. But the Bible talks about Him coming upon, right? The Spirit of God coming upon us and anointing us and enabling us and empowering us. Somebody said, well, praise God, I got filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit of God's come on me. Yeah, but that's not the end either. The Bible said, be being filled, right? Be being filled with the Spirit. And just because you spoke in tongues in 1945 doesn't mean you've been operating full of the Spirit every day since then. We use that term Spirit-filled far too loosely. You know, you hear people say, well, did you hear about so-and-so? You know, preacher. He ran off with the piano player and the building fund. And he's Spirit-filled. Well, not that day he wasn't. And not a lot of days before that. Yeah, but I heard him talking in tongues just the day before. Like I said, he was not Spirit-filled that day. Just because you rattled in tongues for a few minutes does not mean you're full of the Holy Ghost. He's there. In fact, just hold your place and go to 1 Corinthians 14. Let's talk about something while we're here. 1 Corinthians 14. The Bible said in Acts 2, and we'll be talking about these things more as we go along, but it said on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place, one accord. Came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house and the room where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, set upon. Did you hear that? Set on, upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now some people think, yeah, I don't know about them tongues. You need to know about them. I was a Christian for a number of years who didn't speak in tongues. I've been a Christian now for many more years who does speak with tongues, and I can tell you from experience, with is better, much. Well, I just don't believe it's for everybody. Well, you're wrong. Being filled with the Spirit is for every believer. And it's interesting that some people who don't speak in tongues want to correct people who do. Well, that's not smart. I fly airplanes. If you don't fly airplanes, why should I let you tell me much about flying airplanes? You don't know anything about it, right? And if you don't speak in tongues, then you're not qualified to say yay or nay about it. But oh, friends, being filled with the Spirit, communing with God in a heavenly language, is the right and inheritance and privilege of every believer. And oh, you need this in your life. Don't shut it out. Don't cut it off. We'll love you if you don't, but you'll be missing out. Right? I struggled receiving because I wasn't taught right. But praise God, I eventually understood and received. And oh, I speak in tongues every day. Every day, every night. How many others in here join me in that? You say, yeah, would you want to stop talking in tongues for any amount of money? Oh, no, 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 no. And reason I'm talking about it, because this is a big key and part of learning about the moving of the Spirit and cooperating with the moving of the Spirit. All of it goes together. And don't feel pressured by any of this, but just be open and learn. Everybody say this out loud, if you are willing to say it and agree it, that you are willing to be open and teachable about this. Right? Everybody say it out loud, Lord.
Lord,
I'm open about this.
I'm open about this.
Teach me.
Teach me.
About being filled with the Spirit.
Teach me.
About speaking with tongues. I'm open. See, not open for what a man to tell you this or that. Open to find it for yourself in the book, right? Somebody says, well, I don't want you to just tell me. Okay, fine. I don't want you to just let me tell you. But don't let men you've heard in the past tell you either. Did you understand that? Don't let all the men who might have told you something negative about tongues, don't let them tell you what to believe either. Get in the book. Right? Find out for yourself. Well, in 1 Corinthians 14 and the 14th verse. 14:14, he said, for if I pray in an unknown tongue. Now who's praying? I'm praying. My spirit prays. Notice it didn't say the Holy Ghost prays. What did it say? Now see, I'm elaborating on this. Somebody said, well, did you hear about that preacher, you know, ran off with the piano player in the building fund? He's spirit filled. I heard him talking in tongues that morning. Well, what did you hear when you heard him talking in tongues? You heard his spirit speaking and praying. And he could have been greatly anointed of the Holy Spirit to pray that way, or hardly anointed at all. Just his spirit. There's a number of misconceptions people have about speaking in tongues. One is that every time you speak in tongues, you're interceding. Well, no. Most of the time, when we're told what they were saying when they were speaking in tongues, they were praising God, telling about his wonderful works and his goodness. And the Bible says you can give thanks in tongues. And when you do, you give thanks well. Right? So many things to talk about here. But I'm just saying, you and I, just because we spoke in tongues one time, doesn't mean we're automatically filled to overflowing of the Spirit the rest of our life. It's up to us how close to him we live and how full we are. And every day is a new day. And depending on what you're doing, how many understand, if all you watch is soap operas, well, you're going to be full of soap operas. Not the Holy Ghost. And if all you watch and talk about is football, then you're going to be full of football. And not the Holy Ghost. If all you think and talk about is business, then you're going to be full of business. Did you hear me? And not the Holy Ghost. I know you got business to do, and I didn't say it's wrong to watch a game, but I said if that's all you do, and if that's all you think about, and that's all you talk about, then you're going to be full of that. I got a message called, what are you full of? You could readily see you can go a lot of ways with that. But what are you full of? You know, if you need healing, you need to get full of the word on healing. Is that right? And, you know, there's been more than once I've talked to people who were, you know, needing healing in their body. And in talking to them about their situation, they could talk to me for an hour about all the Latin names for their problem and all the experimental drugs and everything. I mean, they could go on and on for 2 hours, but couldn't tell me two scriptures about healing. Well, what are they full of? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaketh, or speaketh, it comes out. Right? And see, you're around people for any length of time, whatever they're full of, they'll start talking about it. Won't they? You included. Me included. Whatever you're full of is going to start coming out. And being full of information on the disease, being full of statistics and facts and figures on the problem will not help you get faith to be healed. Will it? I know having the privilege of working under Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry in the healing school for a number of years, after several years, I began to realize, man, I have been healed healthy for years. I mean, just go months and months and months and not an ache and a pain and just wonderful health. And I realized I'm hearing it in the morning, in the noontime, in the evening. I'm hearing hours and hours of it every day. Well, I'm full of healing. Full of the word on healing, then full of faith for healing, full of healing. And boy, I got an idea. Like those cartoons, ding. I thought, boy, you need to hear and preach on prosperity. Because I wasn't doing so hot in that area. We were bringing up the rear in prosperity. So what do we do? I started thinking about, meditating, feeding on, preaching on, prosperity. And it took me a few months to get some momentum going in it and begin to get full of that instead of being full of the bills and the problems and why I don't have it. Unbelief always is ready to give you all these reasons why it's not working. Faith doesn't do that. Faith won't bring that up. Faith will not give you a reason why it's not working because it doesn't believe it's not working. Yeah, but you're in stage 9. Nobody ever recovers from stage 9. You know what I'm talking about? Well, you know, 8 out of 10 don't make it. What 2 out of 10 do? Somebody's got to be one of those two. I'm one. You're the other one, so. Well, who do y'all think y'all are? We're believing the Bible. Would it be okay to believe what he told us in the word? Didn't he say 1,000 to fall at this hand, 10,000 to fall at this other one, but it won't happen to me? That's Bible. Yeah, but it don't work for everybody. I know, because a lot of people don't even believe in God. Don't even believe the Bible. But we do. So it's supposed to be different for us. And it is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me